George is here, and Jack Delaney and Miss Smith. And George has got his press briefing. I don't know if you've had a chance to read the Times and the Post yet.
No, I haven't.
Well, they're pretty bad about the aid to the hunter.
Yeah.
And in detail. My feeling about it is as follows, and these fellows will be listening. Number one, I do not think you can use that cable of yesterday, or that it ought to be used in any way, because people believe these stories. The press is full of them, and it will look as if either your two top men over there are telling you things that aren't true, or that you're not in control. I don't think you ought to say that. Most of it ought to be said is that, if anything, on that subject, is the president from the very beginning has directed absolute neutrality. Number two, I think what George ought to say this morning is the following, that this morning the president called, or a call was made, inquiry was made to our top people in the field, and we were assured that no aid has been given to the junta. Nevertheless, the president has directed Secretary McNamara to make an intensive inquiry into in-depth into this matter, and then stand on that.
I wouldn't. I'd refer it all to McNamara, and I'd just say that the president, in the very beginning, instructed that this be an entirely impartial matter. McNamara's in charge of it, and I refer him. I think that they'll get after us and chase us all around this White House if we ever open it up the slightest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe we can stand it. I don't think we know enough about it. What does McNamara find out?
Well, I called, talked with Bundy this morning, and Bundy says they made inquiry and there's absolute denial by the people whom they talked to. McNamara had some Venezuelan, New Zealand on his hands and hadn't been over here, and I don't know what he has found out. But that's the same playback he's going to get there. They do deny this. I don't know how this can be. I really think there ought to be a White House statement on this. I may be wrong. Let me put George on. Shall I?
Yes, but have you talked to McNamara all morning?
Sir?
Haven't you talked to McNamara this morning?
I talked with him this morning, yes, sir. And he
said. Did you ask him to call out there?
I asked him to, yes, sir, and I asked him, and he said he'd be over here just as soon as he could get rid of the New Zealand fella, but he hadn't shown up yet. Now, I suppose he called there.
Well, then, let me call McNamara. I called him at 9 o'clock, told him to get in touch with him immediately, get in touch with you, and you would tell him that we thought you ought to call out there, and he ought to find out whether it's factual or not, how to handle the press, etc.
I assume he's done that.
I don't.
But I haven't heard from him.
Well, let me find out from him, and I'll call you right back.
That's it.